Simplicity, returning to basics. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and who knows how many other sources of social media and globally collected information is out there. It's just a panacea of topics, opinions, and advice that bombards us daily from books, television, movies, gurus, advertisements, our communities, and the greatest culprit of them all, the internet. It's no wonder we are confused with our individual authenticity. This is not to say there is no value to all the information transmitted to us on a daily basis, for without it we would still be living in caves. But sometimes it's just too darn overwhelming. We lose touch with our own natural heart wisdom and simplicity, and life becomes complicated. In 1946, Dr. Benjamin Spock came out with his book Baby and Child Care. It was a revolutionary and controversial way of approaching child rearing. He became the guru for raising children. Parents must have read and reread his book a million times, pre and post-birth, to make sure they were doing everything just right. But this also caused frustration when parents were not able to get their children to respond the way Dr. Spock so eloquently and simply presented the material. This created stress that in turn manifested in the newborn. Of course, there was value to his information, but sometimes it's best to just get back to the basics of love and allow a natural unfoldment of our own inner wisdom to guide us towards what is best for our child. We can use sources of information as a guide, but in the end, it is we that are our best teachers. And this is how it is in so many aspects of our lives today. We become so concerned with whether we are doing and thinking to the world's standards. Careers, computers, economic challenges, making sure we fill our children's lives with extracurricular activities, having conversations with a computerized telephone that keeps repeating, "Sorry, I didn't understand that," living up to others' standards in fear of failure, facing fears of aging in a society that seems to have lost respect for the elderly, terrorism, inequities in the world. Have you ever become so overwhelmed that you just want to scream out, "Stop"? Things used to be so simple. Can't we just go back to the way it used to be? We become so enmeshed in these complications that we lose complete touch with our authentic selves, the simplicity of who we are in love. Though technology has brought so many advancements in medicine and other areas of our lives, especially in the dissemination of information and worldwide communication, it is also the source of tension, and in some cases even pain and suffering. Though social media can be a wonderful way of staying in touch with family and in spreading laughter and goodwill, it has also become the global court of social condemnation. Every day you see stories of the misfortunes of others, and before you know it, they are being judged for their actions. The whole world gets involved in stating their opinions, and it gets pretty vicious. And these people who the world doesn't know a thing about are torn to shreds before the whole world after experiencing a devastating event or loss. Even postings you see that are in the nature of self-help can get your mind boggled. You begin to think, "Wait, what was the last posting? Who or what am I supposed to think or be to be balanced and in tune?" Then ask, by whom is this intended? What causes this spreading of negativity towards others? Our own individual fears, frustrations, anxieties, and tension that stem from a world that has become too complicated. We feel that if we condemn others behind the safety of our computers, we make ourselves feel better. This ultimately leads to the dis-ease of us all, unhealthy relationships, health issues, career challenges, and on and on. But it's not just limited to adults. Think of our children. They do not know the joy of just being children, living a simple life where they can ride their bikes until the street lights go on and they know it's time to go home for dinner, or to use their imagination to play games with one another. In the end, it's all very simple. We are not complicated beings. It is the external distractions creating the space between our simple hearts and minds that border neurosis. Clear your mind of dogmatic theological debris. Let in the fresh, healing waters of direct perception. Attune yourself to the active inner guidance. The divine voice has the answer to every dilemma of life. From The Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. Only we are our best healer, teacher, and friend. Stop. Silence the mind. Listen. It is your own perceptual emotions and heart wisdom that will understand the message. This is how to uncomplicate life. We then begin to experience life and not just react. Getting back to the basics, simplicity, and the natural laws of life. By Debbie Peluso.